Shvius, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei. Ein moitzin shemen tsreifa, who favors Shvius mea oretz l'chutz aretz. You're not allowed to bring out shemen tsreifa. So shemen tsreifa, like we know by Shabbos, by Bamed Madlikin, it's shemen of truma that's tamei, and one has to burn it. So because it needs to be burned, because it's truma tamea, so it's called shemen tsreifa. So they gave it a chumrah that just like kachim that become tamei or pasul, that you have to burn them in their place. You can't take them out. You're not allowed to bring them outside of their place. So too, you're also not allowed to bring out, they made a din, a chumrah, by truma tamea as well, that you have to burn it in Eretz Yisrael. And also, Peirish Shvius also needs to be consumed in Eretz Yisrael, and it's based off the pasuk, sounds like an asmachta. As the Torah says, V'lahem techo l'chaya sheh b'artzecha, tiyeh kol tvuasa le'echol. So it says Ba'artzecha, and they connect that to Le'echol, to be consumed, so it also has to be done in Eretz Yisrael as well. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferish, Shemotzin Lusuria, Vein Motzin Luchutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Shimon says, and the Mishnah Rishon explains that it's Dafka on these two things, that he heard Beferish very clearly that you're allowed to bring to Surya. So you're allowed to bring these two items, which is Shemen Sreifa and Perish Shvius, these can be brought into Surya, but they cannot be brought to Chutz La'aretz. Now, it could just be, I was just thinking that in Perakei Mishneh Zayin, where the halacha is that a person that makes jugs is allowed to sell them to Jews in Chutz La'aretz, and the Rav says, we're not so concerned that he brought these fruits, this chashed person brought these fruits from Eretz Yisrael, because the Chazal weren't so machmir on that. So it could just be that the reason they weren't is because there's a separate din that you're not allowed to bring fruits from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So we know, like we've said in the past, that even the people that were chashed on things, they didn't do things that were usher out in the open in public. They were more swindlers and people that would deceive and do averis in private. So it could be weren't chashish because there'd be two things they would have needed to do. Number one was to cut them out from the field. And number two, also, this added element of having to go on a boat and schlep them from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, wherever they went, since that's usher, so now he's coming to you with fruits and vegetables, so Mistama, he's not bringing it from Eretz Yisrael, so that's why we weren't so chayshish over there. Could be.